This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, and tomorrow's news tonight is I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM860, AM930, The Answer, FM93.7, and we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, we certainly thank you for everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget about United States Postal Service workers out there hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and all the mail haulers in general. Also, suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, as well as our Amazon drivers out there listening to us on the radio. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's how you find us on the Internet. And going out to California, IA, right out there in the land of milk and honey, fruit, nuts, and soon-to-be ex-Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor in politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Are you going to be there when Nancy comes back without her gavel and applaud her for coming back in such a tremendous fashion?
I think not, no.
Oh, darn. I thought you'd be there to wish her on.
Well, I don't know, Captain. I think that we'll see what she does here. But I don't know.
She won't be flying on that special plane anymore.
Not at all. You're right.
Yep, and she's got to give up all the perks, starting with the plane, because she's the one that got the bigger plane, by the way.
Yeah, but she'll still get all the ice cream, though. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, she can still buy ice cream. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Well, you know, you can't make this up, Kyle. How many years have we been talking about the Russians did it, Russian disinformation, this, that, and the other, which has now been proven to not be true? How many years have we been talking about it?
Well, several. Yeah, starting with back when Trump was running for president.
Guess who just talked about it in the last 48 hours?
Who's that?
Joe Biden. When being asked, once again, about the laptop.
Right, it's Russian disinformation.
That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. But all the signs point to that's not the case at all.
No, it's not.
But they are definitely, you know, predisposed to say stuff like that because they think they're going to convince somebody, especially people who might just get news from particular sources. Oh, Russian disinformation. That's bad. That kind of stuff.
Well, the soon-to-be chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Representative James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, said that Elon Musk's release of the Twitter files proves that President Joe Biden's campaign worked to suppress the story about Hunter Biden's laptop, and that the upcoming investigations by the committee would be directed at the president and his son. We're talking about the Republican upcoming investigations. Now, what Elon Musk is showing here is evidence that the Biden campaign colluded with big tech to suppress a story that we now know is 100% true. 100% true. So, therefore, Donald Trump was right all along.
Well, he was right about this, and if we just reverse it, what if that story was a bad story about Donald Trump, let's say, and big tech colluded and then suppressed it? You know, we'd never hear the end of it. It would become the only thing we could ever hear about or talk about until it was righted. And yes, you would hear people say the election would have gone a different way had that not happened, let's say. But if it's in this case where the story was about Joe Biden, it's kind of, huh? What? It doesn't make any difference to us because, you know, he won, that kind of stuff.
Well, listen to this. According to the New York Post back in September of 2020, when they first put it out, Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley released a report showing that a firm linked to Hunter Biden received $3.5 million in 2014 from Russian billionaire Yelena Batyrina. Now, John Paul MacIsaac, a computer repairman who cited the report, noted that information contained within Hunter Biden's laptop contradicted President Joe Biden's earlier claims that he never had overseas business deals with his son. His name was mentioned all over there without mentioning his name. The big guy, the other guy, you know, all the different reparations they made. Plus, Hunter Biden got $1 million to serve on the board of the Burisma Holdings company when his dad was the vice president of the company, and he had no experience whatsoever.
Right. I think it was a no-show sort of gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, $1 million dropped in his lap.
That's right. So where there's smoke, there's fire, and that's what we're finding out.
And Tony Bobulinski, the hidden partner that we didn't hear about until he surfaced, confirmed all of that. It's all true, folks. It's all true. Every last little bit of it. Wake the hell up.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York fire rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Some of our stations pick the show up right away at 2 a.m. Some pick it up at 3. Some pick it up at 4. So that means some of you get it for 4 hours, some of you get it for 3, and some of you get it for 2. But you get it. And if you don't get it, all you got to do is call up your favorite station and say, hey, man, there's a program on at night, and if all you can play is an hour of it, you can do that, too. Just go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, check it out, and see what you think, because we constantly, all night long, are breaking news and talking about things that you'll I'll guarantee you, you'll hear about half of what I talked about in the first hour on most of the news talk stations this morning, radio and television. I guarantee you, because they're listening. They're listening, and they know that we're a reliable source. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product I've been taking for well over 8 years. I take it because it works. And if you've got nagging back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, wrist, arm, elbow, pain, general muscle aches and pain, then I would strongly suggest that you try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor and see what it will do for you. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week program. That's about a dollar a day. $19.95 for the 3-week program. Get you started. You'll find out what it's like, and you'll know by the end of that third week whether or not this product's going to work for you. I've yet to have anybody call up and yell at me and scream at me, go, it didn't work. Nope, they call me up and they thank me. Or they send me an email. Or they send me a text. But that's what we get. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. It's an all-natural product. No drugs whatsoever in this product. $19.95. 3-week quick start, Relief Factor. Because like Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. We were talking about Representative Comer, who's going to be the chairman of this House committee, which is going to be in the middle of the Biden investigation, checking out all things Hunter and Joe Biden. And, of course, we've talked about, you know, what's been going on. And Joe Biden, as recently as this weekend, came out and said that, well, it's Russian disinformation. He's trying to continue to throw that crap out there. He's the soon-to-be chairman of the House Oversight Committee. So he's going to be right up to his eyeballs in this stuff. And, you know, when it comes to all of this, Joe Biden met with every single person he said he never met. That's the one thing that Comer came out and told Maria Bartiromo yesterday on television. He says, we have the emails to prove it. Joe Biden was actively involved. What the Biden family was doing was selling access to Joe Biden. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the congressman added, because we believe that the family's influence peddling is a national security risk. And when you look at the national security and evidence on the laptop, energy policy is indeed a national security. Go ahead.
Well, of course it's national security. The very idea of us being energy independent is actually a cornerstone to the idea that we'd be able to protect ourselves and conduct foreign policy the way that's in the best interest of ourselves and our allies. That being said, of course, Joe Biden had said numerous times on the campaign trail that he didn't have anything to do, had no knowledge of his son's business dealings.
It's Russian disinformation. They're trying to discredit me. It's that's not what it is, Joe. You got to stop saying that. We know it's a lie, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, just every once in a while, I wish they'd even just change it up. Instead of saying Russian disinformation, just say Chinese disinformation or, you know, something. Just make it different, because people start getting tired of that, Captain, because they know that it's the same old thing. And it's, number one, it's not true, you know, because the Hunter Biden laptop, as far as I can tell, and I think as far as you can tell, is that this is not some sort of Russian disinformation campaign. But they put that out there knowing full well that some people will believe it. They're just trying to muddy the waters.
It's authentic.
Well, of course.
This is authentic. This is the real deal.
But, you know, I'd also like to ask Joe Biden or the White House press secretary, for example, I mean, if Vladimir Putin really just influences everything, can pick the U.S. president, and somehow he picked Trump, didn't he then pick Biden, or did Vladimir Putin just say, I'm tired of picking the U.S. president from now on? In other words, they can't have it both ways. And they trot all this stuff out, and because they're terrified, Captain, that these connections are going to be seen for what they are, and it's going to damage the political power that the Democrats have.
If people take a look at this and read this information that Elon Musk is releasing, if they take a look at this, there will never, in their right frame of mind, ever again vote for another Democrat of any type, sort, or kind.
Well, I think, too, that people are starting to really see that the Democrats don't have their best interest at heart. They don't. I'm talking about the Democrat Party elite, not rank-and-file Democrats across the highways and byways. But the Democrat Party elite, they really don't care about that stuff. They just want the power, and they're willing to do whatever they can, as we've seen. And then when it starts coming out, they'll do whatever they can to suppress it.
And one reason why you got people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer running for cover and hollering all about Russian disinformation and all that is because they're going to be the next series of emails that's going to be released, because they're there too.
Well, that's exactly what we suspect that we'll see.
Yep.
But it's really literally a house of cards, isn't it? This is how they build it. Yeah.
Now, Biden was thoroughly convinced, because he was the vice president of the country at the time. He knew that Obama wasn't going to touch him. He'd been given a green light to go out there and make money the old-fashioned way, and that is to go out and beg, borrow, steal, threaten to get it, and he did.
He did, as far as we can tell.
That's why we keep calling this the Biden crime family.
Well, you know, it's certainly when we hear about the dealings that Hunter was into and how it tracks, apparently tracks back to Biden, yeah, you can start making those kinds of.
Do you know what extortion is?
Extortion?
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's right. If you don't do this, I will do thus and such.
And
that's
wasn't right. He using extortion to do this?
Well, especially with the story he loves to tell about, right, about the Ukrainian prosecutor fired and so forth.
Sure. He used his influence to get that prosecutor removed because that prosecutor was getting too close.
Too close. But, well, of course. And so this, all this stuff gets wrapped up, and this is one of the reasons why I think we see so many other distractions that happen, you know, so that we stop asking those kinds of questions, whatever those distractions may look like. But that laptop isn't going away anytime soon. This was a major mistake, evidently, by Hunter Biden, and he left it behind. Of course, he's, you know...
You know why? He was
okay.
Freaking zoned out on drugs.
Precisely.
He had no idea.
This is how bad it really got. It's a miracle that he left it behind there, because if he didn't, we wouldn't have all this information.
And at the very least, Hunter Biden needs to be charged for at least one felony, lying on an application to get a gun.
Well, and they would do that to you or me or anybody.
And he's still got the gun, I might add.
Yeah, but they would do that to you or me or anybody else listening.
You bet they would. You bet they would.
But he's privileged in that sense.
Well, he shouldn't be privileged, and everybody knows it. You know it. I know it. Everybody listening to this program knows it. If they got a brain on their head.
Well, right. And... But it's really quite interesting. I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump had made the same statement? I don't know anything about my son's business dealings. Then it turned out that, you know, that was completely, completely wrong. I mean, they would absolutely go after Trump for all of that.
They'd hang him up on a tree somewhere.
Yeah, or any other politician, Republican politician, let's say. And it definitely is a double standard, and they wanted Biden to win. It's just that simple.
Yep, because they knew the pressure would be off them.
Precisely.
Even
precisely.
Russia, who was looking for some brownie points at the bargaining table over not only Ukraine, but I believe they were still talking about Bosnia at that time. And
right,
even Afghanistan, for that matter.
Well, we saw what happened in Afghanistan.
Oh, God,
I mean, if you were any other president... And what happened in Afghanistan happened. I think people will be saying, you got to resign. You know, this is too bad.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more. And again, you got to keep track of what's going on here with this stuff. It's going to be more of it coming this week. I'm telling you, it's going to take this should have taken down an administration. Should have.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussia reporting. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman hosts China's leaders this week. A delicate moment in U.S.-Saudi ties, signaling Riyadh's resolve to navigate a polarized global order regardless of the wishes of its Western allies. The ruler of the oil giant has made a comeback on the world stage following the 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi, which cast a pall over Saudi-U.S. ties and has been defiant in the face of U.S. ire over the kingdom's energy policy and pressure from Washington to help isolate Russia. Three Chinese astronauts landed back on Earth on Sunday on board the re-entry capsule of the Shenzhou 14 spacecraft, bringing to an end the six-month mission on China's space station. The three astronauts, Commander Chen Dong and teammates Liu Yang and Chai Zuxi, who had been overseeing the final pivotal period of construction at the space station, which was completed in November, all said they were feeling well after landing. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain sent
you. You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you when you go to heroesmile.com. Now let me tell you about them. These are veterans helping veterans, and in some cases, first responders helping first responders. That's extremely important to the people on the receiving end. They understand what it's like to be in your shoes. Some of them have been in your shoes already. So, if you think nobody cares, if you think nobody knows, if you think nobody wants to help, you're wrong. These people do, and they will, and that's the way they're all trained to operate. But you won't know until you go to the website, heroesmile.com. I'm going to spell it out. H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. Go over to that website, check it out, see all the different things they've got going, all the different programs, click in there, take a look and see. Because even if you've got some financial problems. Maybe you can't quite figure out how to get out of the mess you're in and you need to have a little support or a little advice. They can do that for you. Maybe you want to start a business. They can help you out with that. Maybe you want to exercise your GI Bill but don't know exactly what you got left. in it, if anything. They'll tell you about that and how to utilize it. HeroesMile.com. HeroesMile.com. And if you want to call them, the number is very simple and very personal. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. I'll do it again. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com. Go over there and check them out. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm getting a lot of comments on the side here about this Biden thing and Comer and all that. They're saying, Captain, you realize nothing will ever happen. Well, never say never. If the American people had have known the truth back in 2020 about all of this, Joe Biden never, and I use the word never, according to all the available information that's out there, would have been the president. Never.
Yeah, that's a very, very strong possibility. And the tragedy here, Captain, is that the American people, by and large, weren't able to make the decision they had to make with the correct and available information. This wasn't a fringe story by some, person in their basement, some blog somewhere.
Yep.
This was a legitimate news story from a legitimate news source. It was well researched. It was professionally done. And the American public had every right to know about it. But other people decided that you shouldn't know about this, because if you did, you're not going to vote, quote unquote, quote, the way they want you to vote. This is a big deal in our society and in our country.
And all of these press outlets, media outlets, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Apple, for example, they knew. They should all be shamed into the point to where you stop doing business with them to send them a message.
Well, certainly that's what people would expect might happen. It's especially even, back in the day. But I don't think, unfortunately, Captain, I don't think that the shame is relevant to some of these different companies, because they're in like Flynn on so many other things. Their product is so ubiquitous and this kind of stuff. Until somebody's able to seriously challenge them, that may not be that may not be as effective. But certainly, and it would take a massive amount of Americans to say this is enough. I'm not doing business. But I will couch it with this though. Look at what's happening with entertainment, for example. If you go woke, you go broke. And that is a form of the American public saying, I'm not doing business with you, because you constantly are offending everybody, or you're trying to create this message and so forth, and you stop being entertaining. And so if that could happen in politics, in a situation like this, watch out.
Yeah, and we haven't even talked about China yet. China is in the middle of all of this.
Well, yeah, I believe so. I think especially China is looking for the United States to continue to degrade. And I say that with, a lot of concern that that's really what's happening. And we don't want to see that happen. But China is ready and willing to watch us sort of fall from grace and be something that is in such a total state of chaos, both financially, racial tension, you name it, anything, the haves versus the have-nots, you just take your pick. As long as it's chaos, they feel that they're going to prosper in their the goals for the world.
And why do you think that they're trying so hard to get information off the internet about us by using products that we're sucking up, like TikTok?
Well, I think they want to be able to have whatever information, because information is power. It may even seem innocuous, but put together, aggregated, it could be very powerful.
depending. I mean, because we're talking about, you know, not only just the well known or this kind of thing, but also just people going about their daily lives. Collectively, it could be very damaging.
And the more negative stuff they know about how people feel, the more power they get because they know exactly where to attack.
Well, precisely.
What to go after and who to go after.
Again, yeah, information is power. And I think the Chinese government is deliberate. I think that, and by the way, I think they would do this for 20 years or more. I mean, it just whatever it is that it takes, the goal is always there. See, in many ways, I think that regimes like that plan. You know, they're looking ahead 50 or 100 years. We're looking 4 years into the future, typically. And so, if you have a society that can act with a singular purpose, that can be very formidable. And we have to be able to counter that.
Well, actually, many of us look 2 years into the future because we want to look at that next Congress. Because at any time, this Congress that comes in, this next Congress, could come in and upset the apple cart tremendously. So, therefore, you have to remember that the rules, the regulations, the laws are not made by the president. They're made by the Congress of the United States.
Well, of course, but the idea of being short-sighted in the estimation, let's say, of a major strategic foe like China is going to be devastating. And so this is one of the reasons why if we're not unified at all in this country, and there was a time when there were several issues that you could say, well, we were pretty much on the same page, we just want to spend more or less money on it, but now it's like, nope, you're on this side of the aisle, well, you must be destroyed, I have to destroy my political enemies, and on it goes. And the Chinese, for example, in this case, sit back and laugh and think, it's only a matter of time.
Well, they're right.
Yeah, exactly. This is one of the reasons why finding common ground and trying to get away from what we're seeing happen with all the division, and it's being done on purpose. The racial division, especially, that's almost the keystone to all of this, and that's a terrible thing because the more that we're divided in that regard, the less powerful we are going to be as a country.
Now, the Supreme Court this week will weigh a most important case on democracy. Do you know what that case is?
I think it has to do with redrawing the district lines or something like that.
Well, it's part of it. The other part of it is they're talking about, once again, about freedom of religion and how that applies to certain things.
Well, it very, very, very much would, because obviously freedom of religion, see, this is where some of the confusion is in our society. It's not freedom from religion, because that actually, because in reality, that actually establishes a state religion, doesn't it?
Yep.
We're not supposed to have one of those.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be back with the next Truckers, Highway, and Bible Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You are listening to us, and I will return with more on this Monday morning. It's a beautiful morning where I'm at. Hope it is where you're at. 67 degrees and clear skies here. Going to go up to the upper 70s, low 80s today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Man, I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. My four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots. I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard, hard-working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
a hardworking man?
I like to think so, and that's Brooks and Dunn again. They're,
oh, man. Yeah, we had a Brooks and Dunn night tonight. The other night, who did we have there a couple times? I found a couple of good songs. Who was that we had?
Yeah, I'm trying to recall. I can hear the songs in my head. I'm
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, BTO. Yeah.
We did, and I like you doing that every now and then. When you find a couple songs that are really good, you can play them back-to-back and wake the whole world up like we just did.
Exactly.
Hello, Cynthia. I'm sure she's awake after that one, okay? Probably LJ, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, because they need the radio on so they can listen. Maybe even Deb. Deb might be awake, too, after that one, but who knows? And could even be Kathy. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of them. Jeannie. Because they tell me, well, we need the radio on to listen to you. And one of those songs will come on. We're just wide awake. Well, there you go. All right. Let's get over into the mix here. You got stuff going on out west, including a bunch of fog along I-10 and coming out of Phoenix on I-15 going up towards Flagstaff, as well as coming out of Alamogordo going up I-25 almost all the way to Albuquerque. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Albuquerque, of course, reading fog right now. We're reading fog all across the southwest tonight, as you mentioned, coming down I-25, heading out I-10 from Las Cruces over towards Tucson and Phoenix and over almost there to California. You've definitely got fog all through that area up to just a little bit south of Flagstaff, according to the maps here. So dense fog advisory, truckers beware, and slow down or pull off the road. Do whatever you got to do to be safe out there this morning. We are also tracking some rain, Captain, in Northern California up near Redding. This is going to be a mix of rain and sleet and some snow as you travel up Interstate 5. And then once again at the border of Oregon and California, we've got snow coming across Interstate 5 right there. Our friends in Salt Lake City, they've got snow and sleet at this time. Our friends in Bozeman up in Montana, squarely getting active snow right now, and this is going to also move or be happening north of that as well as you go up north a little bit of Helena. We've got winter weather advisories all over Montana there. But the quick check of our mountain passes, Snoqualmie Pass, looks like it's snowing there right now. You want to be careful there. 4th of July Pass is 21 degrees. It's slushy and more than likely snowing because I think it's still snowing in Coeur d'Alene or right nearby there. So be careful with that. And then up on Cabbage tonight, snowing hard and continuously. That's hard and continuously. So once again, be careful with that. And we will continue to track these winter weather advisories, especially if you're coming out of Reno, Nevada. Be careful there because you've got the snow coming out there along I-80 as you head towards Winnemucca. Be careful out there.
Yeah, buddy, and I'll tell you what, we're going to dig into it here right now, and I mean literally dig into it, because if you're going across I-10, the southern route to California, or maybe you're going over to Houston, okay, all along I-10 right now, all across the Florida, northern part of Florida, all the way into Alabama, into Mississippi, into Louisiana, over all the way to Houston, Texas, you are in a dense fog advisory. And I can tell you offshore the fog is even worse than what it is on land. It's bad enough on land with the visibilities. Offshore, it's literally zero. So the ships are operating by radar, and God forbid if somebody screws up. Now, we've also got a bunch of fog from Corpus Christi up into the central part of Texas right now to include, it looks like, the outer limits, central and western part of San Antonio, Texas, on down to Eagle Pass, all the way over to Fort Stockton in Texas. Again, this is all on I-10 and I-35 and I-45 coming up out of Laredo. You're going to be in dense fog up there for quite a ways as well. So keep all of that in mind. Now, that all being said, Mr. Kyle, we've got some pretty smooth sailing, a little bit of rain, central Tennessee, the northernmost part of Alabama. Got some a little bit of windy conditions right now on the lake. It's not as bad as what it was up there, Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron. But the big problem tonight is going to be across I-10 all the way to Houston, Texas, a dense fog advisory. Don't think you're going to make any time down there, guys and girls. You're not going to. So, Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, host of the Kyle Warren Show and, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Always, always, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. All right. Now we're going to jump over to the telephone line again. We're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Was it sabotage in North Carolina?
Sure it was.
Boy, oh boy. Did you see the way they shot that power plant up? That power.
I didn't see it. I read about it for a couple of days here, but yeah. This one's kind of serious because the equipment that was hit is not equipment that they can just do a quick repair to. These
nope.
are some pretty devastating parts. So Duke Energy is having to go through some big trials here in order to find parts and pieces and equipment in order to restore this power.
No, I'm not.
40,000, I think, is that.
I'm not.
About power.
Yeah, I'm not privileged to a lot of the information, but from the damage I saw with the type of bullets I saw and what they did, that looked like a machine gun. Okay, 30 caliber, maybe 50 caliber, by the penetration it had on some of that equipment. And I mean, they shot it up. They literally shot it up.
Yes, they did.
So somebody really bad did something even worse, and 40,000 people are without power for a few days.
Well, it's going to be longer than a few days. It's already been a few days.
Okay.
So therein lies the next problem.
Wow. Well, I hope they catch these people because there's somebody on the loose, and I would definitely call this an act of terrorism, and these are terrorists that did it.
Close to that, I think so.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll keep our eyes on this for sure. By the way, folks, in case you hadn't heard, the Biden crime family, yep, that's what they're calling them, the Biden crime family, there's so much more information coming out we're going to get into on the other side of the top of the hour news here. I mean, it's unbelievable. President Trump got into the act yesterday. Yep, he tweeted some things, but it's not quite as damning as what the congressman from Kentucky said, Congressman Comer. He came out and specifically laid out what they're going to do and what they're looking at and who they're looking at. And boy, there's some people I think are going to be headed for the hills here shortly.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Biden family.
No, it's not. It's clearly not.
Unbelievable. So here we go. The time and the world that we currently live in is absolutely exploding around us with this stuff that we now know what Trump said and what some other people said back in 2020 and 21 and 19 was absolutely true. Absolutely true. All right, folks, hold on. Denise and I will be right back after the top of the hour news. It is a Monday, Monday, Monday. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch here on your radio or online, wherever you happen to be. And I'll be right back. Thanks so very much for tuning in. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.